From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This week, the Transportation Security Administration changed its policy to allow airline passengers to carry small knives, baseball bats, and golf clubs onto planes. It's scheduled to start on April 25th. You'll recall those items were banned after 9/11. Are you glad the restrictions have been lifted? Or are you concerned about what this will mean to safety in the air? I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. The TSA said it reversed this rule because knives under 2.36 inches, the new standard, bats and golf clubs can't take down planes. They say they want to focus their efforts elsewhere. Perhaps you've been irked for years that you could not take your Swiss Army knife aboard a plane, or you're worked up about having to leave that souvenir bat in checked luggage, so you're happy about the change. Tell me if that's the case. 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW. The policy still bars box cutters on board planes, even though their blades are shorter than 2.36 inches. Of course, they were used by the 9/11 hijackers to seize control of planes. What do you think about these new rules? 800-289-5869 or write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Some are quite exercised about this, including many flight attendants and federal air marshals. The Flight Attendants Coalition, that represents nearly 90,000 flight attendants, says it's going to work to try to reverse their policy. They say that the continued ban on what they call dangerous objects is an integral layer in airport security and must remain in place. They say allowing knives on planes is a counter-safety policy, the union representing air marshals. What do you think? 206-543-5869. Here's what we heard from you earlier today.
I think it's a horrible idea. Like, there is enough anxiety on airplane rides as it is. Now to add knives to the mix just seems ludicrous.
I just wanted to say that not all knives are weapons. I'm a chef. I travel overseas for a living, and I don't like having to check my knives because they can't be guaranteed, they can't be protected, and they weigh a lot. So I think that I think they should maybe look at who's carrying them and what they're carrying.
What do you think about the policy as an airline passenger? Are you a flight attendant? Are you an air marshal? Are you a commercial pilot? Give me a call and tell me what you think about this change. 206-543-5869. Long overdue, or is it too soon? 800-289-5869. Write to us. Conversation at KUOW.org. Patrick Smith is an airline pilot. He's an air travel columnist and author, and he runs the website Ask the Pilot. Patrick, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Ross.
What do you think about allowing knives, baseball bats, golf clubs on planes?
Well, I think whether TSA admits it or not, it's coming to terms with two simple truths. I think the new changes are sensible and rational. The first of those two simple truths is that you can make a knife, a deadly knife, out of anything. Even a child knows this. There's really no purpose in rummaging through bags for small hobby knives or scissors when you can improvise a deadly weapon from a broken bottle, a shattered first-class plate, shards of plastic. I mean, there are literally thousands of ways to do this. The second truth is that from a terrorist standpoint, the 9/11 blueprint is really not a useful strategy anymore. Now, let's go back to September 11th, and conventional wisdom holds that the hijackers used box cutters to seize airplanes and successfully crash them into buildings. That's the conventional wisdom, and it's wrong. The presence of box cutters really had nothing to do with it, and the attacks really had nothing to do with airport security. The men could have used anything at all, especially when they were bluffing about having a bomb. The plan wasn't about weapons or hardware. It was about the element of surprise. It was about taking advantage of what we thought a hijacking was and how it was going to unfold based on the whole decades-long track record of hijackings. And all of that is different now.
Patrick, you're right. Anything could be made into a knife. But in point of fact, are other items that people take on planes being made into knives?
I don't understand the question.
Well, you're saying that we might as well acknowledge that banning knives doesn't work because if someone wanted to get a sharp instrument, they could break a plate or they could do other things to create a knife-like device. So my question is that actually happening? Are passengers
handing out hundreds of knives and forks with dinners and with the meal service on planes as it is? And we keep hearing about 9/11 and how flight attendants were the first victims, you know, murdered with small blades, and how we want to bring these blades back. But that's true. They were the first in line to be killed, but that doesn't change the fact that as a tool for another hijacking, knives and really even guns would be totally useless today. And if somebody was going to be that stupid, he or she wouldn't need a hobby knife, just the way the 9/11 hijackers didn't need box cutters.
Well,
they could have used anything. The only way this argument really holds water is if you want to talk about the knife as a tool for ordinary assault, such as during an air raid incident. But again, I mean, a 2.5-inch blade isn't any more dangerous than any of thousands of other weapons somebody could make themselves sitting in their seats.
Well, you mentioned something that the TSA is also saying. They are saying that because passengers are alert to the risk that any effort to do something with a sharp weapon, with a small knife, would be immediately faced by a confrontation from other passengers, they feel as though it's not going to go very far. You think that that's the case?
Oh, that's absolutely the case. And meanwhile, this gets us out of our 9/11 fixation, I think, and moves us forward. And it allows us to be rational and sensible for a change, and you know, get us past the sort of obsessional security thing that really in the end makes us less safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anything, at least hypothetically now, depending how these new rules are followed up on and carried out, this should free up money, time, and resources that TSA can use for more potent threats, namely looking for bombs and explosives and looking to break up plots before they get to the airport. That is the real key to airport security.
Patrick, as you know, the Flight Attendants Coalition, representing 90,000 flight attendants, says it's going to work to reverse this policy. They disagree with you. They do not want even small knives on planes. One big difference between the flight attendants and you as a pilot is that you're behind a locked door. Might they be more attentive to the actual dangers here?
I keep hearing that, and I'm not voicing these opinions as a pilot. I'm just voicing them as points of reason and sensibility. I think that the backlash is being counterproductive and frankly illogical.
Patrick, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You can check out his website, Ask the Pilot, where he talks about a number of issues in security and others. He's an airline pilot and air travel columnist. We're at 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Does what Patrick Smith have to say convince you that this is a good policy from the TSA? Are you still skeptical about it? Our news director, Kathy Duchamp, was mentioning earlier today how when we could no longer take things that we thought were that harmful, like knives on planes, we were kind of outraged by it. But are you kind of acculturated to them being dangerous today and feel as though allowing them on again is not a good idea? We're at 800-289-5869. You can write to us where we're at conversation@kuow.org. Let's hear from another pilot. Mike Karn is president of the Coalition of Airline Pilots Association, or CAPA. They represent 22,000 professional airline pilots. Mike, you just joined us, but we heard just a moment ago from another pilot, Patrick Smith. He said he feels as though there are much greater dangers, that allowing knives back on planes is not going to be an issue. What do you think?
I think it is an issue. There's several reasons for it. First off, before this even was announced, this should have gone before the Aviation Security Advisory Committee. That was a committee set up by TSA to help them receive information from the industry through airport operators, management, labor, consumer advocates, victims of terrorist acts against aviation. They were supposed to receive information on how to improve civil aviation security methods, equipment, and procedures. It never went by them. That whole group, including the flight attendants, was just told, hey, this is going to happen. And if you remember on 9/11, box cutters were used. And everybody could say, well, you know, a box cutter is a bigger blade. But when you look at it compared to what's being allowed on the aircraft, they really aren't. And now you don't know who carries these. The thought that, hey, one Swiss Army knife's not going to hurt anybody. What if you have 140 of these on board? And at the same time, what we're dealing with is the administration and the TSA want to reduce crew member self-defense training, which was set up to teach crew members in the back of the aircraft to defend themselves. And President's budget for 2014 has no funding for the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program in 2014.
Mike, I want to go back to your previous example. You said, what if 140 people have small knives on board? I guess you'd have to assume that those 140 people were all working in concert to take over the plane. Might one assume that a large number of those 140 people would be going after the folks to stop them from taking over the plane?
They could. You know, they might not. I'm not suggesting 140 people would be on board an aircraft to take over an aircraft in that case. But it's just, think about the weapons that you're introducing now. At the same time that you're taking away the ability for crew members to defend themselves and the cockpit to defend themselves. It just doesn't make sense. We were the ones that were attacked on 9/11. And I know Europe and ICAO view this as different. But we're in a different world now. And think about the opportunity if something's misunderstood, something happens where somebody thinks somebody's trying to do something and it's used in the wrong way. It's just not good to introduce this into an environment where, just like what you said, what if people are responding to a perceived threat? Well, what if the threat's not real? What if they're now hurting somebody that they thought had bad intentions? It's a bad formula. At the same time, the people that have to live with it, the pilots, the flight attendants, were told, here it is. We weren't asked for input. We're the ones that have to deal with it in the aircraft.
Mike, setting aside terrorism for a moment, the International Air Transport Association says air rage cases are way up, an estimated 10,000 plus events annually. Do you think having passengers with knives, with baseball bats, aggravates the possibility of an air rage incident getting even more out of control?
I think it's possible. On a daily, I see reports of some type of misconduct occurring by a passenger, and in some cases, assault upon our cabin crew members. I think it's a bad idea to introduce these weapons back into the mix. And like I said, this should have been brought to the industry and said, what is your input on it, rather than just saying, here it is, deal with it. And by the way, we're taking away these resources from it as well.
Well, certainly your disagreement with this and the air flight attendants' disagreement with this, insurers are concerned about this. We haven't heard the airlines yet, although I believe there might be some concern even from the airlines. What do you think the chances are that you're going to be able to get this policy overturned before it goes into effect next month?
Well, I tell you what, we're already going to be talking to lawmakers on this as well. Benny Thompson, who's the ranking member on the Homeland Security Committee in the House, has already said, look, TSA should have talked to the stakeholders, being pilots, flight attendants, passengers, about this before just implementing this. We're going to fight it with every fiber of our being right now because we think it's the wrong idea and it's the wrong time, period.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, folks. Bye-bye now.
Mike Karn, pilot, president of the Coalition of Airline Pilots Association. They represent 22,000 professional airline pilots. You've heard a couple of pilots weighing in. What do you think about this change in TSA policy that would allow knives on planes? Small knives, 2.36 inches or less than a half inch wide. You could carry corkscrews, small blades. You could also carry novelty-sized baseball bats, less than 24 inches long. Your thoughts on that, 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. You can write conversation at kuow.org. Judith gives us a call today from Tacoma. Judith, good afternoon. What do you think about this change?
Well, I was just listening to your last caller, and I understand what he's saying. My only thing is I'm an 70-year-old woman, and my father on my first trip to Europe in 63 gave me a Swiss Army knife, which I carried with me until 2 years ago when I flew to Europe, and it was stolen from my suitcase. And I was very upset about it. I, wanted to take it with me because I was going to be over there for 6 weeks. And I've used it all the time, but it was stolen out of my suitcase. And, you know, I was obeying the rules. But as I think, you should be looking at the people, you know, if you've got somebody my age going through security and that doesn't look a threat and is using a cane, maybe they should be, I know they're busy. I realize that. But maybe you should take into consideration who's carrying it.
Hey, thank you so much for calling, Judith. I really appreciate it. We've got time for one more phone call. We'll go over to Bainbridge Island, where we've got Eddie on the line. We're going to go to Bellevue, where Julia just gave us a call. We're getting your thoughts today. You may have heard about it that this week the Transportation Security Administration has suggested that you can start to take knives back on planes, short-length knives, 2.36 inches or less. Julia, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that this is a decision that just underlines how asinine the TSA is and why people dislike them as an organization. rather than allowing folks to bring weapons back onto planes, you know, maybe they should focus on letting passengers continue to wear shoes or wear their belts or read a Kindle when we're taking off and landing.
Well, thank you very much, Julie. I appreciate your calling. I appreciate all your phone calls. You can also weigh in at our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation. I'm no expert on this, but I think there's going to be a battle ahead between now and the April date in which this new policy is supposed to go in place. There's kind of been universal revolt on it from organizations representing insurers, also the airline pilots, and also the women and men who are on the planes working in those cockpits in the back of the planes. We're going to find out more about that as it proceeds to see whether this policy does get overturned. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle.